A Northern California wildfire that killed 4 people and destroyed more than 200 buildings last year was sparked when tree branches came into contact with Pacific Gas and Electric power lines, according to officials. From the newsroom, I'm Trey Westerberg with Northern California News and Peter Colleen at the local desk. The California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection seized equipment belonging to PG&E in the weeks after the Zog fire tore through rural communities last September and October. California's Unemployment Benefits Agency says intermittent issues on its website over the weekend caused delays for some people who were trying to certify their eligibility to continue receiving checks. People who receive unemployment benefits must certify every 2 weeks that they are still eligible. They do this by logging into the Employment Development Department's website. California would end what lawmakers called an archaic distinction between spousal rape and other forms of sexual assault under identical bills Monday. While there is no difference in the maximum penalties, those convicted of spousal rape currently can be eligible for probation instead of prison or jail. Up next, Peter Colleen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. 14 additional cases of COVID have been reported since the most recent report on Friday in the county. A total of 3,433 county residents testing positive, one person who died in their 50s. A prison parolee arrested with triple murder suspect Mauricio Sanchez Johnson, arraigned yesterday on charges of failure to register as a sex offender. Lost Coast Outpost reporting 46-year-old Von Eric Keener was sentenced to 180 days in jail after admitting to absconding from parole and removing his GPS tracking device. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.